Wait! I stopped suddenly, forcing Edward to halt as well since his hand was laced in mine. I need a minute. I'm not ready.
You're not ready to go into your own home?
He asked with more than a hint of impatience. He wasn't the only one who was frustrated with me. I was too. Weeks of preparation and hours of therapy should have made this easier. Yet here I was, stalled at the garage entrance to the house, my heart pounding like it was going to burst from my ribcage. It's not my home, I said, voicing the anxious thoughts racing through my head.
Yes, it is.
It's not. I hadn't lived in Edward's London house in more than a year, and in the handful of months I'd spent there prior to that, I had never considered it a place I would one day actually live. I'd been there under false pretenses. The situation had been a ruse.
Celia,
Edward said sternly, the subtext in the simple utterance clear. He'd already given me time. He'd given me 6 weeks. I'd needed to work through the avalanche of emotions he'd released in me before I could return to a normal life, and though he'd hated leaving me again, I'd convinced him it was the best thing for me. And it had been. I'd needed the space to process. I'd changed fundamentally when he'd broken me down. I was no longer the strong, confident woman I'd once been. I'd never been that woman, to be honest. That woman had been built on lies and secrets. Who I was now was authentic and new, and just like a baby, my skin was delicate and thin, and I had to learn all over again how to function in the world. I loved the freedom that my new identity had brought me, but I hated being weak and vulnerable. I hated being unsure. I hated not knowing how to be real. I don't know how to do it, Edward, I said earnestly. I don't know how to belong. I don't know who to be here. The expectations of my role as the woman of the Fassbender home were still unclear. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a purpose. On the island, my days had been prescribed by my husband, and that had made living manageable. My relationships with the islanders, which I'd grown to cherish, had been chosen for me. And there was my relationship with Edward. In many ways, he was still a stranger to me, and yet he was the man who ruled my world. What sort of wife did he expect me to be? Could I be the woman he wanted? Did I want to be?
The bedroom was empty when I got there. Even though the lights were off, I checked the closet and the bathroom before opening the door that adjoined mine and the one Celia had slept in before we'd married, Marion's old room. I found her sitting on the bed, rubbing lotion onto her long limbs. Instantly, my trousers were uncomfortably tight. What are you doing? I asked, wondering why she'd chosen to primp here instead of in our bedroom.
I'm getting ready for bed.
In here?
In my room, yes.
No, no, no. I shook my head vehemently. We'd been sleeping together regularly for the last couple of months, whenever we were together anyway. It was possible she'd assumed that being in this house meant returning to the previous arrangement, but it was more likely that she knew that wasn't the case and just wanted to hear me say it. You can keep this space as your sitting room, if you like. I honestly don't care, but you will sleep with me.
That wasn't what was negotiated before we got married.
Her smirk gave her away. I hated being manipulated, particularly being manipulated into displays of affection, and I was tempted to leave her where she was and retire alone, simply so she'd understand that I wouldn't play her little game. But the truth was, I would play her little game. I liked it, even. Playing her little games meant she'd play my much more significant games, and that was where the fun really happened between us. I gave her a stern scowl instead. Those terms are null and void, and you know it. Now, unless you prefer sleeping in here, in which case we'll have quite a row about it that I will win.
I don't prefer it.
Then get your pretty little ass over there where it belongs. Speaking of, I believe I need to turn it red after the way you spoke to me in front of my sister earlier. She stood and moved toward me in the door leading to our bedroom.
So the separate bedroom terms are null and void, but the respect you in all instances term is still valid? Who says I'm on board with that?